The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Mid-year sale on now, in-store and online at petersofkensington.com.au.
We mentioned earlier Boris Johnson's going to scrap the sugar tax if he gets elected. Adam Gilchrist joins us on the line. If he's a new PM, he might have more to worry about than that, including Hong Kong.
Yeah, that's true, although it's his rival, Jeremy Hunt, who after all is foreign secretary and therefore speaks on foreign matters, who has actually had a go first. But yes, this could be an interesting thing. As we know, big protests in Hong Kong, upset over the possibility of extradition to China, anger over an erosion of independence, and now we've got a bit of a diplomatic ding-dong. Theresa May actually has already chipped in. She's still just about our prime minister. She has expressed concern, she says, to Chinese leaders about what's going on in Hong Kong. Wannabe Prime Minister Jeremy Hunt has urged Beijing to respect peaceful protest and people's rights. In turn, the Chinese ambassador to London, a guy called Liu Xiaoming, called him guilty of hypocrisy, or as you put it, colonial-era delusions, pointing out there was no democracy when the UK had Hong Kong as a colony. Mr. Liu was then summoned to the Foreign Office. So it's a sideshow, but rather an interesting one.
Yeah, and I think it's going to get worse in Hong Kong before it gets better. The scenes there from the last 48 hours just show China is going to crack some heads and stop this from getting more and more out of control. Brexit, we haven't spoken about Brexit for a little while. Someone's done some numbers on what the post-Brexit British economy might look like.
Yes, and even in the lead-up to it, not looking particularly bright at the moment. They're talking about a contraction of the economy. And the moment you talk about contraction rather than growth, it doesn't look so good, does it? Because we're all, you know, all our economies are meant to be growing all the time, it seems. But if confirmed by official statistics, we will, technically speaking, be in a recession in the quarter that leads up to Brexit. And on that note, Britain's three biggest supermarkets now have all warned about the possibility of rotting food and serious shortages between Halloween and Christmas if we leave the EU without a trade deal. And in particular, they say that, you know, it'll just be impossible for the stores across the UK to stock and restock and know what they're doing if we don't have a deal in place. On the plus side, though, I have to say, it's gloriously sunny at Wimbledon, and England's cricketers have reached a World Cup semi-final for the first time in 27 years. So who cares about the economy?
Exactly, and the roof over the Wimbledon court looks absolutely stunning. Netflix, I'm a fan. They've set up in the UK. Does that mean they're going to make more UK content?
Wonder about that, possibly. Indeed, maybe they're also going to make more film content, because essentially they are renting an enormous part of Shepperton Studios. As Pinewood Studios has been underpinned by James Bond and Star Wars, essentially Shepperton's going to rely on Netflix. I mean, these are the studios, Shepperton. They may not be quite as well famous as others, but they've given us The Third Man, Oliver, Blade Runner, Lawrence of Arabia, Shakespeare in Love, Gladiator, Bridget Jones, I mean, Billy Elliot, you name it. It's got big screen pedigree, but the question is Netflix therefore going to keep the big screen stuff at Shepperton, or are they going to make it small screen? I suspect Netflix is increasingly becoming a movie producer as well as a TV producer. I mean, they've already produced some films, obviously, but I think this is a sign that before too long, Netflix will have global entertainment domination.
Good on you, Adam. Thank you, mate. Talk to you tomorrow. Adam Gilchrist there in the UK.